Before daylight, it started to drizzle. The wind was down, or we were protected by the mountains that bounded the curve the lake had made. When I knew daylight was coming, I settled down and rode hard. I did not know where we were, and I wanted to get into the Swiss part of the lake. When it was beginning to be daylight, we were quite close to the shore. I could see the rocky shore and the trees. "What's that?" Catherine said. I rested on the oars and listened. It was a motorboat chugging out on the lake. I pulled close up to the shore and lay quiet. The chugging came closer. Then we saw the motorboat in the rain a little astern of us. There were 4 Guardia di Finanza in the stern, their alpini hats pulled down, their cape collars turned up, and their carbines slung along their backs. They all looked sleepy so early in the morning. I could see the yellow on their hats and the yellow marks on their cape collars. The motorboat chugged on and out of sight in the rain. I pulled out into the lake. If we were that close to the border, I did not want to be hailed by a sentry along the road. I stayed out where I could just see the shore and rowed on for 3/4 of an hour in the rain. We heard a motorboat once more, but I kept quiet until the noise of the engine went away across the lake. "I think we're in Switzerland, Cat," I said.
"Really?"
"There's no way to know until we see Swiss troops.
Or the Swiss Navy."
"The Swiss Navy's no joke for us. That last motorboat we heard was probably the Swiss Navy."
"If we're in Switzerland, let's have a big breakfast. They have wonderful rolls and butter and jam in Switzerland."
It was clear daylight now, and a fine rain was falling. The wind was still blowing outside up the lake, and we could see the tops of the white caps going away from us and up the lake. I was sure we were in Switzerland now. There were many houses back in the trees from the shore, and up the shore away was a village with stone houses, some villas on the hills, and a church. I had been looking at the road that skirted the shore for guards, but did not see any. The road came quite close to the lake now, and I saw a soldier coming out of a cafe on the road. He wore a gray-green uniform and a helmet like the Germans. He had a healthy-looking face and a little toothbrush mustache. He looked at us. "Wave to him," I said to Catherine. She waved, and the soldier smiled embarrassedly and gave a wave of his hand. I eased up rowing. We were passing the waterfront of the village. "We must be well inside the border," I said.
"We want to be sure, darling. We don't want them to turn us back at the frontier."
"The frontier is a long way back. I think this is the customs town. I'm pretty sure it's Brazago."
"Won't there be Italians there? There are always both sides at a customs town."
"Not in wartime. I don't think they let the Italians cross the frontier." It was a nice-looking little town. There were many fishing boats along the quay, and nets were spread on racks. There was a fine November rain falling, but it looked cheerful and clean even with the rain. "Should we land and then have breakfast?"
"All right."
I pulled hard on the left oar and came in close, then straightened out when we were close to the quay and brought the boat alongside. I pulled in the oars, took hold of an iron ring, stepped up on the wet stone, and was in Switzerland. I tied the boat and held my hand down to Catherine. "Come on up, Cat. It's a grand feeling."
"What about the bags?"
"Leave them in the boat." Catherine stepped up, and we were in Switzerland together.
"What a lovely country," she said.
"Isn't it grand?
Let's go and have breakfast."
"Isn't it a grand country? I love the way it feels under my shoes."
"I'm so stiff I can't feel it very well, but it feels like a splendid country. Darling, do you realize we're here and out of that bloody place?"
"I do, I really do. I've never realized anything before."
"Look at the houses. Isn't this a fine square? There's a place we can get breakfast."
"Isn't the rain fine? They never had rain like this in Italy. It's cheerful rain."
"And we're here, darling. Do you realize we're here?"